Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
Coming up, the answer to your home improvement question.
You have an age-old problem, don't you, Tracy?
It's really, really ugly paneling. I've been having a lot of water problems also.
We had to tear out a bathroom. What I was wondering, does he...
And we're looking at replacing our roof.
No. Good afternoon. How are y'all doing? Y'all caught me with a paint roller in my hand.
Well, put down the paint roller and pick up the phone, because it's time for the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show with Tom Kreitler and Leslie Segretti. Call 1-888-MONEYPIT now.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit. Money pit. If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit. Money pit. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home.
To coast and floorboards to shingles. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are live at the International Builders Show in Orlando, Florida. The 2006 International Builders Show. We're here with 100,000 of our closest personal friends in the home construction and home building industry.
And you know each and every one of them
by
name.
We do. So if your contractor is missing this week, he's definitely here with us.
If you're not getting a return phone call until Monday morning, you'll understand why. Because everyone's here. Everybody wants to learn about the new technologies, new product, what's out there, what's hot, so they can best bring this to the consumer, you.
And it's been a very, very important year in the home construction industry. We've seen some incredible devastation with Katrina this year, and we're going to learn about some of the newest products and techniques that can help make your home more weather resistant. We're going to talk to editors, experts in the field. We're going to talk to researchers. We're going to talk to people that can help you save energy. We're here because you can't be here. This is a show that is only open to professionals, but we come here to learn about all the new products.
Everything that we can. We come here to be sponges to absorb everything and then bring it to you so you know what's out there, so you can approach your contractor and say, hey, I heard about this.
Well, this
and they'll know where to get it.
And that's why this is a very special edition of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. The website is moneypit.com. The telephone number 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Maybe you'd like to know if there's a product that exists out there to solve your do-it-yourself dilemma, to make your home a little safer, a little more energy efficient. Why don't you call and ask that question, 888-666-3974. And we are here broadcasting today courtesy of some very good friends of mine from Grace Construction Products. Grace, of course, is a leader in helping to make your home more weather resistant.
Well, it's true. Grace, actually, because of Grace Construction's gracious support, they've allowed us to bring you the Money Pit from their fantastic booth. And you know what? They provide the industry's leading weather barriers. They protect the whole house from water and storm damage. And here to talk about just that is Larry Shapiro. He's the business director for Grace Residential Building Materials. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, thanks for having us once again. And Larry, you guys have had an incredible year with a lot of growth. You were telling me earlier, was it a 37% growth this year?
Huge growth this
Unbelievable.
Year. Unbelievable. Yeah, it's been a great year.
Has a lot of that been driven by the severe storms that we've had this year?
Absolutely. Anytime weather and water getting into your house is in the news, that's good for business for us. And keeping the water out of your building and keeping the water out of your walls and from coming in your roof, that's what we do.
And it doesn't always take a major catastrophe to bring water and moisture into your home. So what are some of the things the consumer who may not live in a storm area can do as well?
You know, your roof is subjected to rain if you're in that part of the world, or snow and ice routinely if you're in northern climes. or wind-driven rain if you live on the coast, or storms in general. They happen regularly, and those are all, you know, potential insults to the building envelope, the part of your house
that
keeps the weather out.
Exactly.
Insults to the building envelope. I like that.
You know, these storms really do put the homes through their paces, and unfortunately that's the time when people really determine that weak link. And it occurs to me that your products really are the saving grace, no pun intended, to try to keep that water from getting in all of the key areas, the places that buildings leak, the roofs, the gutter edges, around the windows, around the doors.
Precisely.
Around the chimney.
Yes.
It always
yeah.
amazes me that we start with a building that's basically Swiss cheese. And,
right.
And everything we put into that building is designed to keep the elements out.
Correct, but allow the light in, so you every time you put a hole in the side of the building or a skylight in the top of the building, that's a potential problem area if you don't really do it right.
Now let's talk about some of the products that you guys are famous for. Now you've been doing this for 50 years.
Yes.
And really one of your fabulous products is Ice and Water Shield, and that's a product that we have actually mentioned a number of times in this program. Listeners know that we like this product because it is so effective. No matter where you live, it be it a northern climate or even a southern climate, it keeps out water from
your roof.
It helps
prevent roof leaks. I mean,
so
that's
describe
what it does. It's a membrane that goes on your roof before the shingles or the tile or the metal roof coverings will go on, and it basically serves to waterproof your roof. So if you're in a northern climate and you're protecting against ice dams, you'd put this at the eave. You'd put it in any problem areas, such
so
as valleys around
vulnerable
dormers,
places.
In vulnerable areas. And if you're in Florida or in Texas, Louisiana, or any place prone to hurricanes, you'd cover the whole roof with it in case the wind blows hard, the shingles
and
or tile
shingles
blows
right
off.
Right.
The Ice and Water Shield will stay on your roof. It's got a wind rating that will allow it to be used in hurricane areas. And we had really good experience with this product in Florida and in Louisiana during the last 2 years, where the roof blew off, but the Ice and Water Shield stayed where it was, keeping the water out.
And that's so important because we know that a lot of the mold problems that we've seen are really just the result of giving that mold the water that it needs to do its dirty work.
And once the water gets in, very tough to let it dry out.
What do you think the most common roofing mistake is that when people are having roofs replaced that contractors make that homeowners might want to be aware of?
Well, it's a matter of most people, when they have their roof done, will focus on the color or the how many years the shingles are supposed to last. But the roof is a system. You need to, if you're having your roof done, you need to make sure you ask your contractor about what's going on underneath the part of the roof that you can see, which is just as important as the top surface.
Yeah, in fact, what you can't see is even more important in terms of keeping the water out.
Absolutely.
Because roofs don't leak in the middle of the roof.
Right.
They leak at penetrations.
They leak at penetration. They leak at detail areas. And roofs are not waterproof. People think, oh, I have shingles on my roof. My roof's waterproof. No. It only keeps the water out because it lets the water sheds off. So anything that prevents that water from shedding off really goes beyond what traditional shingles are designed to do.
Let's talk about not only Ice and Water Shield, but this new product, Triflex 30. Now, I've been impressed with this because one of the weak links and one of the most difficult parts of putting a roof together is dealing with tar paper, especially in high winds.
Right.
It's really quite a fragile product.
It is.
And you guys have really come up with a renovation to really replace that.
Right. This is a product that's a synthetic roofing underlayment. It's designed to replace felt. It's very lightweight. It weighs like 1/8 of what felt will weigh. It can be left exposed for 6 months.
No, I think that's amazing because you can mid-construction have, you know, any sort of weather situation, and this can be 6 months in it and have no sort of problem.
Correct. It can be left exposed. And the best thing about it is when you nail it down, it doesn't absorb water, so it won't wrinkle. And if the wind blows, it won't blow off. We had this material on roofs in the Hurricane Katrina affected areas. Mm-hmm. And stayed in place, did what it was supposed to do.
Now, is it attached with standard fasteners?
It is. It is.
So it's very simple to use then.
You use it just like felt.
So you're only replacing the product, not any of the technique to put it on or
correct.
Any of the tools you'd be using.
Right. No new tools, no new techniques, just easier because it's lighter weight.
And we always talk about the vulnerable points, you know, windows, chimneys, places where the water really can get in. And you have this other new product, the Grace Roof Detail Membrane.
Right. You know, anytime you have a dormer or a skylight or a chimney, those are all places where, you know, you're vulnerable to leaks. We call them the danger zones. So This is a membrane that's relatively narrow, easy to apply in those areas, and keeps the water out.
The danger zones.
I like that.
Yeah, roofs don't leak. Flashings leak.
Absolutely.
And so if you have the right flashing and it's done properly, you're just not going to have a problem with roofs.
Right. And these products allow it, make it very easy for the roofing contractor to do it right, and they don't add a lot of cost.
And the roofers do it right, and the homeowners are happy, and the houses stay dry.
Everybody's happy.
Larry
that sounds
Shapiro,
like a win-win situation.
Business Director for Grace Residential Materials, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit and for allowing us to broadcast from your booth at the 2006 International
thanks.
Builders Show.
It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a very exciting place to be. A lot of things happening here at the Builders Show. And we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to celebrate an anniversary.
Yes, I know. It's very exciting. It's Fine Home Building's 25th anniversary, if you can believe that.
When we come back, we'll celebrate the past and find out what the future of home construction holds right after this.
You live in a money pit.
Listen to the sound of a safer home. Introducing the Kidde Wireless Smoke Alarm System, using wireless technology to link smoke alarms together so that when one sounds, they all sound. In a fire, every moment counts. The sooner you hear a smoke alarm, the sooner you can get out. The Kidde Wireless System provides warning throughout the home, giving you more time to escape. Plus, it's easy to install. The Kidde Wireless System. Know the sound of a safer home. Available at Lowe's and other retailers.
Let's talk about some cold hard facts. Winter's coming and it's going to cost a bundle to heat your home. But there is a way to heat effectively, efficiently, and cleanly. For over a year, Leslie and I have been telling you about Riker room conditioners, ceiling fans that heat and cool. The heating element is above the blades. It's controlled by a remote that controls your temperature setting. It's a ceiling fan, so it only heats the rooms you use when you use them. It heats quickly and operates on electricity and costs as little as 5 cents an hour to operate. With this winter's predictions of record high heating costs, that's a nickel well spent. Check them out today at Menards, Ace, Blaine's, and selected Home Depots and Lowe's. Or for more information and additional dealers, visit heatingfans.com or call 1-866-4-REIKER. That's 1-866-4-REIKER.
Table saw. 18-volt drill driver. 8-piece combo kit.
You don't have to just wish you had the power tools you really want. With Ryobi, you can actually afford them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. And they sound really good, too. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
Did you know that the air inside your home can be up to 100 times more polluted than the air outside? No matter how clean you keep your home, it's littered with harmful contaminants like viruses, bacteria, and mold, pet dander, dust, and pollen. Contaminants that cause illness and make allergies and asthma much more severe. Thankfully, there's a way to make your home healthy. The April Air Electronic Air Cleaner. Using the best air cleaning technology available, April Air is the only whole home air cleaner that effectively removes harmful contaminants, even viruses, from the air your family breathes. And that makes your whole home a comfortable, healthy place to be. Your family deserves the best, so why not give them the best? Make your whole home healthier with the April Air Electronic Air Cleaner. April Air. Fresh ideas for indoor air.
Of the Money Pit is being brought to you by Kenmore, makers of the Kenmore Elite Induction Cooktop, which cooks food faster and more efficiently than gas or electric ranges. To learn more, visit your local Sears store or call 1-888-KENMORE. Now, here's Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, you are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Welcome to a very special edition of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, broadcasting from the 2006 International Builders Show, where we are celebrating all good things in home construction.
Yeah,
all
and
new
we are
things.
Just two of over 100,000 people who will attend this event over the next 3 days.
Exactly. And we are going to be joined now by somebody who's having a very special anniversary of teaching people how to improve their homes. 25 years after it first rolled off the presses, it remains the only home-themed magazine written entirely by practicing experts. Joining us to tell us about the most significant events in home building over the last 25 years and with a look ahead to the future of construction is editor Kevin Ireton. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Leslie.
Nice to see you.
It's nice to be here.
Well, you have been a regular contributor to the Money Pit now for over a year, and we always enjoy your reports. And first of all, congratulations on the anniversary.
Thanks. The amazing thing isn't that Fine Home Building's been around for 25 years, but that I've been a part of it for as long as I have. I can't believe I've survived.
You're looking pretty good.
Well, thanks. I've actually been with the magazine for 20 years now.
Is that right?
A lot of people at the company lost money on that fact, too.
Well, I think it's fabulous that the magazine is the only one in the industry that's written totally by practicing experts. And I think that seems to be a real opportunity for you to create a publication that really is to, for, and about the people that are doing this for a living.
Day in and day out, that's what amazes me, is that all of these wonderful builders across the country are willing to share what they've learned in the pages of the magazine. We really think of it as a community of people who care about building quality houses.
Well, and it's shortcuts and secrets and tips to sort of shave off time and make things more efficient and just get things done in a better way.
That's exactly right. Given the escalating cost of building houses, anything that you can do to save a little time and money is worth gold.
Now, I know in my 25 years, I can remember watching the Jetsons. Like, I know, like it says in your article, and I really was convinced that we would have flying cars and interesting sort of new structures. So really, where have we come, and what is this future that we're looking towards?
Well, for this anniversary issue, we decided to look ahead at what houses might be like 25 years from now. And the first thing we started was by looking back 25 years to see, well, how well did we do in the past to predict what the house of the future was going to be like. The truth is, we've never done very well with that. houses still look a lot like they did 200 years ago, in fact. And we think they're going to continue to look the same way. They're going to continue to have gable roofs and chimneys and multi-pane windows. But the insides are likely to keep changing.
That's amazing. Kevin Ireton, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
Fabulous. Well, this has been a year when we really talked a lot about the impact of moisture on homes. And one of the companies that really has been behind making products that are very, very moisture resistant is Georgia-Pacific.
Yeah, they really have. It's amazing what they've done. There's a new product. You and I are both so familiar with it. It's the Dens Armor Plus. It's fantastic because it's a drywall that's water resistant, and I find it just so amazing. And they've really helped us to come leaps and bounds in changing the whole structure of the inside of your home.
Joining us to talk about just that is Alan Thielman. He's a vice president of marketing for Georgia Pacific. Alan, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much. Glad to be here.
What took so long? I mean, when you see the horrible images of the mold on all of the drywall in all of the hurricane-hit areas this country has had this year, it's just a perfect time for this product. Is this going to be the future of home construction?
We really do believe it is. The first question is, why did it take so long? Well, wallboard has been wallboard the way it looks and the way it acts for 50, 60, 70 years. It does have some challenges, and part of the challenges have really come to light in the fact that we tighten up our houses, and when we do that, we force moisture from the inside through the walls. It resides in the stud cavity, and quite frankly, if I have a paper and paper touches moisture, you end up with mold.
And the entire house is a food source for mold.
Exactly.
It's really interesting if you think about the history of wall construction, right? We started out with plaster, wood lath, and plaster. And, of course, The plaster surface itself was inorganic, so that didn't grow mold. So then we went to a plaster lath, which was covered with plaster.
Right.
Still, a surface
that
didn't
grow.
Right. Still a surface, though, that didn't grow mold. But now we took that leap, and we figured out that plaster lath actually makes a pretty good finish by itself, and we call it wallboard. And that's when we kind of gotten ourselves in trouble. And you guys now really have the newest innovation in wall construction than I think we've ever seen in all of those years.
Well, it is totally different technology. One can say you simply took the paper off the face in the back and put fiberglass, which is true. It's not an easy process to do. The fiberglass is embedded into the core, but we've also totally changed the core because basically mold feeds off organics.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can remove the organics both in the paper but also in the core, There's starches and pulps and sugars and all sorts of things that you make. It's like making a cake when you make wallboard. You throw all this stuff in and you mix it up and you end up with a core. Mostly gypsum, but again, other products. So we have totally redone that. In fact, we have to totally shut down our lines and purify the lines before we remake Armor Plus.
So it's not infiltrated with any of the organic materials.
Exactly. We use substitutes for the pulps and the papers and the sugars, and we also bring in a heavy dose of silicone. So actually, the product doesn't wick. You could put the product in moisture and water, and it won't wick up into the product.
Because we see that a lot. Let's say someone has a flooded basement, for example.
Right.
The water is only 6 inches high, but it wicks up through the force of capillarity 2-3 feet, sometimes even more.
Exactly. We even had some situations. We had a structure in Louisiana that was flooded, and afterwards they were able to clean it, and the wallboard was reusable.
Really? Mm-hmm. So it's been really tested with the most extremes.
It has.
And it finishes in the same way that traditional drywall would?
It's exactly like that. There's no difference whatsoever, except that you have a much higher level of protection. There's a rating scale for how much a product will attract mold, and it rates from 1 to 10, and this rates a 10. In fact, if you extended that on for multiple weeks, it would probably be a 12. It's just a terrific product. There's just no place for mold to grow.
And this product can actually be installed into the home before the exterior walls are up, if you're in the building process, so they can be exposed to the elements as well.
That's exactly right, Leslie. The advantage is that it's got a 3-month exposure warranty. You can put it up, the rain can come, and you're not going to have any problems whatsoever.
Now, how is it taped, and how is it nailed the same way? How is it taped? Is it spackled the same way, or is that all different?
It's exactly the same. There's no difference. So any builder who comes in and uses regular drywall, which they all do, can easily use this product and be no changes whatsoever.
And it's already readily accessible. I've seen it in the Home Depot.
Right. It's sold in both Home Depot and Lowe's, and all drywall distributors around the country also stock it.
And you certainly wouldn't want to use, though, paper tape on it. That would kind of defeat the purpose, wouldn't it?
Well, yes and no. You know, there's a lot of people who do use paper tape on it because, really, the inside of your building is conditioned space, so
right.
You're less likely to have problems. The real challenge in wallboard is the backside of the wall, which you never see, the stud cavity. You know, there's a study that says over 70% of all of our homes have mold on it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also another study that says of those, 70% of that is in the stud cavity. And so that's not the stuff you see. So, you know, you may look at your house and say, gee, it's fine, it's perfectly fine. I don't see any challenges or brown spots or mold. But in fact, if you took the wall and you ripped off the wallboard, you might look behind it and see that you do have some problems. So this
it's what you don't know and what you can't see that could hurt you.
And that's the scariest thing. I mean, you build a house and you want to live there and you want it safe for your family. You want to ensure that it's the highest quality you can make it.
Now, what's your take on the building industry this year? Happy with the growth?
Well, from our standpoint, you know, we make a wide variety of products. We make plywood and lumber and particle board and gypsum products and a host of others. We've had a phenomenal year. First of all, the gypsum industry has been blessed with a very, very strong year and strong demand, and our fiberglass products are just going through the roof. We can't make enough of them. They are being very, very well accepted and growing rapidly. The structural panel marketplace is very, very strong as well. Plywood is kind of seeing a resurgence. It's really a better product than it's been given credit for. It has some unique applications.
It's exciting time.
It
is an exciting time to be in the building industry. Alan Thielman from Georgia Pacific, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit. We're going to take a short break from our broadcast of the 2006 International Builders Show, but when we come back, there is one company in America that has helped consumers save more than $4 million in energy and water costs every single day. Learn what that is after this.
This portion of the Money Pit is being brought to you by Riker Room Conditioners, available at all Menards, selected Lowe's, and Home Depot's, and as a special order in all Lowe's and Home Depot stores. Or contact Riker at www.heatingfans.com or call 1-866-4-RIKER, that's R-E-I-K-E-R, for additional information.
Welcome back to this hour of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are heard coast to coast and floorboards to shingles. And today we are being heard in Orlando, Florida at the 2006 International Builders Show.
Yeah, we're being heard by the pros who are going to bring all of these new technologies to you when they return back to their home states on Monday.
Absolutely. And you know, Leslie, it's become so that I cannot get through a project without one and usually several trips to my local Home Depot. And that Home Depot is a company that really is a leader in this industry, and they stay on top of the wants and needs of consumers.
Yeah, not only do they have every tool and material you'll need to get just about any job done, they're always on hand to show you how to use them properly and how to best accomplish your project.
Joining us to talk about that is Roger Adams. He's a Senior Vice President of Marketing for the Home Depot. Roger, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I was amazed by these stats. You guys are so in touch with the needs of consumers, and you, with your energy-saving initiatives, have helped consumers save more than $4 million a day.
Well, is energy a concern for you? And that's kind of a loaded
question.
Seems
like it's a concern for everyone. Yeah.
But we've got something that we can supply in almost all categories.
Yeah, do you think you're going to pay more for energy this year? Everybody
yes.
says yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's an easiest question to ask.
It's the easiest question in the world. And it's something that really goes right to the heart. I mean, it goes right to the wallet. But I always say this is leaky wallet season, you know, when the energy bills just fly right out of your wallet.
Well, as you know, the gas prices have gone up because of the natural disasters we've had this year, and people are really facing some of their first heating bills of the season right now.
And so
we think
this
is a particularly important time of the year to be talking about energy savings.
Well, let's talk about that. Do you have some suggestions on what maybe you can tell us what the top products are that people are purchasing in Home Depots across the country to help cut back on some of those energy costs?
Well, one of the things that that people have been buying in numbers is compact fluorescent light bulbs, but I still think that the opportunity for that is huge. There's probably the majority of your listeners probably have not made that switch yet, but it provides all the kind of lighting capability that you would want, and yet it saves a tremendous amount of money. It can save $60 a year if you just change 5 light bulbs in your house. So if you think about something very easy to do, an apartment owner could do it as well as a homeowner. That's one of the things that we're seeing grow very rapidly right now because it's so easy to do.
And each bulb will last about 10,000 hours.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Compare that to your incandescent bulb, you'll right. be just throwing money away with those.
What's confusing to consumers, too, is that you talk about a 60-watt light bulb. And
right.
what people don't realize is that 60 watts, a watt is a measure of electricity. And so with these compact fluorescents, you're delivering the equivalent of 60 watts of light, but we're only paying for 16 watts of electricity, so a quarter right. of the electricity to give you the same amount of light.
Yeah, I think that the packaging is doing a better job of explaining that, so it shows the output,
right.
which is equivalent to 60 watts, but you'll see it's 16 watts of actual energy, and that's where the savings comes from. And then, as you point out, Leslie, they'll last for up to 10 years, so it's a great investment, particularly for a light you're going to use on a frequent basis.
Now, I noticed that you guys were the 2005 Energy Star Retail Commitment Award winners. Congratulations on that.
That's excellent.
You're selling more and more, obviously, Energy Star appliances in your store. What are the trends on that?
Yeah, we're really making a real focus because we see we're trying to provide consumers what they're looking for, and they're looking for ways to save on their home. But we're doing a lot more of information. We're doing a lot more in the clinic area. We pride ourselves on know-how. We have clinics, in fact, all this month on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock that anyone can drop in and just how to save money on energy by changing products out in your home. So it's something that we try and encourage all of our associates to be knowledgeable about and to get training on. What we are seeing a big trend in right now is people changing out appliances, washer and dryers, refrigerators, those types of things, because there's been so many advancements in this
right.
area right
not,
now.
Not because it's worn out,
right.
but because there's so much the new product has to offer them.
Right, and the savings, energy savings from it is tremendous. And one of the big trends, which may have surprised a lot of people, is the front-load washers.
Yeah.
It was typically, in America, it's been all top-load business, and front-load now is really growing like gangbusters. And the energy savings there are enormous. It's not just a cosmetic thing, but they use about half as much water as a traditional top load, and they're actually better in most cases for your clothes. They
and
don't
they have
agitate.
More capacity.
Right.
And they take so much of that water out of the clothes on the spin cycle that you use less electricity or gas on the dry side.
Right. So here you have a case where decor, I mean, they actually look very stylish because
right.
they're new, and technology have gotten together and produced something that saves money, looks great in your house, and people are buying it like crazy.
And
so
they come in fabulous
it.
Colors, too.
Yeah, that's part of it. But if you think about it, anytime you bring in a new technology, you got a chance to redesign it. So that's what a lot of the manufacturers have done. The likes of GE and LG and Maytag have really taken it on and made a real design statement with them.
Well, and I think the government has gone so far to make it so that it's worth it to you as a consumer to take these advancements to make
Absolutely.
Things energy efficient, because you end up getting it back almost tenfold. So it's fantastic.
Well, that's a good point, Leslie. There's also the tax credit that's just been signed into law that's
right.
for the next 2 years. It starts this month and runs for 2 years. Information of it is still a little sketchy and coming out, but they have the details at Energy Star's website, energystar.gov. You can go on and get to the information on that, but it's actually giving consumers back a credit on their mm-hmm. taxes for certain types of energy savings.
We had Secretary of Energy Bodman on the program, I guess about a month or so ago, and he was telling us that even they were turning the lights out at their
office. At the White House.
Right. When the government starts to worry about the cost of electricity and energy, then I think we all ought to be paying attention.
Yeah. There's also trends from Europe and that are working their way into America, too.
Yeah.
Just the beginning, because in Europe there's been more of an energy cost issue than there has been in the U.S. previously, but things like tankless water heaters. I don't know if
we love tankless
water
heaters.
We love to talk about them.
And they're something that are not very common in America.
Right.
But if you think about it, all the energy that's wasted in a regular
keeping
water
an
heater,
unused tank of water
heating.
Hot all the time,
right.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
Now it's about twice the cost to install one to get it in, because it's a little bit different installation. But it's basically the size of a large computer, and it gives you instant hot water. And it doesn't require all the same kind of energy that a traditional water heater would.
Well, I think that's one of the things that makes the way you approach your business so unique and so important to consumers. Because, like you said, you first of all, you're on the cutting edge of the technology, but you don't just stop there. You actually take the steps to teach consumers about these products. You learn about them first, you evaluate them, and then you teach consumers about their availability, and your associates are excellent at delivering advice. I mean, there's not another store in America where you can get the kind of quality advice on home building than you can at your local Home Depot.
Well, thank you, and that's also what we love about your show. I think it's great that we happen to be on here, but you'll give consumers a chance to get information that they need, give them the know-how, and it really empowers them to do what they want to do. We try and pride ourselves on that with our associates, and if in a given associate may not know an answer, we'll get to another one that does. We do the clinics, and we also have how-to books that try and break it down to the least common denominator that... It just should be fun. Your house should be fun. It
absolutely.
It shouldn't be
That's
that
right.
much
it's not
of
brain surgery, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
It's not life or death.
If you're
Let's
not comfortable
with
something, don't do it. But if there's
exactly.
If you go in and just look for an idea, I guarantee if you come in and just ask, you'll find something that you'll be excited about and could be fun to do.
Exactly.
And if it's not, you know, hire a professional.
Come back tomorrow.
Exactly.
Get you in a better mood. Roger Adams, Senior Vice President of Marketing for the Home Depot. Thanks so much for everything.
Thank you
thanks
very
for
much.
Having me.
Thanks for everything that you do for consumers, and thanks for stopping by the Money Pit.
Okay, thanks a lot.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. We are broadcasting live from the 2006 International Builders Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We'll be back with the latest in outdoor technology right
yeah,
after this.
Yeah, fantastic.
888-MONEYPIT. Somewhere, a guy is tossing his golf clubs into the water. But you'd rather build, say, a burled maple coffee table. Ryobi woodworking tools let you do it. Ryobi gives you the power and precision you need to succeed at prices that help you get going. Of course, there's still some equipment involved, but it's power tools, and you don't have to wear those funny clothes to use them. Ryobi power tools. Professional features, affordable prices. Ryobi, exclusively at the Home Depot.
That's just beautiful.
Would you like to make cooking faster, safer, cleaner, and more efficient than ever before? If you're an everyday chef who wants it all for your kitchen, then Kenmore has the cooktop for you.
Kenmore has introduced an induction cooktop that takes state-of-the-art innovation and makes it practical and affordable for your home. The Kenmore Elite 30-inch induction cooktop uses electromagnetic energy. Instead of heating burners with flames or coils, the cooktop induces heat directly to the pan, so only the contents are heated. Pans heat almost instantly, producing far faster cooking results than conventional gas or electric cooktops.
The Kenmore Elite Induction Cooktop has four cooking zones that accommodate up to a 12-inch pan and provide the same gourmet precision as a gas cooktop. They automatically sense if a pan is on the cooktop and won't turn on unless cookware is in its place. Plus, a special warm and serve feature allows each pan to hold a precisely low temperature after the food is cooked.
The Kenmore Induction Cooktop is as fast and efficient as cooking gets. Learn more about how Kenmore is bringing innovation home at 1-888-KENMORE or visit your local Sears store. Kenmore, ideas for the good life.
A loud voice pierces the air, alerting you to a fire.
Danger! Fire! Wake up!
Introducing the Kiddo Wireless Smoke Sounder, a new way to provide extra warning for your family. The smoke sounder uses voice and special tones to better wake children and older adults, those most at risk in a fire. It plugs into a bedroom outlet and links with Kiddo Wireless smoke alarms so that when one sounds, all will sound, giving your family more warning and more time to escape. The Kiddo Wireless system. Know the sound of a safer home.
Danger. Fire.
Available at Lowe's and other retailers.
Did you know that the air inside your home can be up to 100 times more polluted than the air outside? No matter how clean you keep your home, it's littered with harmful contaminants like viruses, bacteria, and mold, pet dander, dust, and pollen. Contaminants that cause illness and make allergies and asthma much more severe. Thankfully, there's a way to make your home healthy. The April Air Electronic Air Cleaner. Using the best air cleaning technology available, April Air is the only whole home air cleaner that effectively removes harmful contaminants, even viruses, from the air your family breathes. And that makes your whole home a comfortable, healthy place to be. Your family deserves the best, so why not give them the best? Make your whole home healthier with the April Air Electronic Air Cleaner. April Air. Fresh ideas for indoor air.
Of the Money Pit is being brought to you by April Air, makers of professionally installed high-efficiency air cleaners. Study after study shows that as homes become tighter and more energy efficient, more contaminants become trapped inside. April Air's technologically advanced electronic and media air cleaners are the best choice for maintaining healthy indoor air. For more information, go to aprilair.com.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, heard coast to coast and floorboards to shingles. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And Leslie, this really surprised me. You know, according to FEMA, nearly three-quarters of us live in areas that are prone to weather-related damage like flooding, hurricane, and hail.
Well, one of the ways you can protect your home is by installing an entry system that is resistant to harsh weather conditions. So joining us to talk about some new products from Therma-Tru is John Kupner, General Manager of Entry Door Systems. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here. Appreciate it.
So your big thing is this fiberglass door. They're beautiful. They look like real wood. They're stable. Tell us how fantastic they are.
Well, fiberglass doors, it's been amazing to see the fiberglass entry door category grow. I mean, the market, the homeowners and builders are really seeing the advantages that fiberglass brings to the table. And with our AccuGrain technology, we've been able to bring style and selection with the advantages of the fiberglass material.
Let's talk about that technology. Fiberglass, for example, is five times more energy efficient than wood.
Yes, the fiberglass material, it was interesting to hear the comments that were made about the cost of energy and energy efficiency, and fiberglass really brings that to the table. Fiberglass doors, by virtue of the material technology we use, do give you some fantastic thermal properties when it comes to energy efficiency and insulation, as well as the aesthetics and the durability for areas that are prone to more harsh weather or corrosive environment.
Well, and what's so important is that your door entry systems are a system, so everything fits together properly, so things are being sealed out and making it more energy efficient in itself. So you're not just taking random parts and making them all work together. It's all meant to do its job.
That's a great point. Therma-Tru does come to the market with a full system, and as such, we've designed everything to work together to really give you that overall performance and reliability you're looking for in your door system.
You know, John, just like the fact that a good door can really seal out all of the moisture, it also kind of locks us inside, and that's a good thing, but it's a reason that we also pay attention to the indoor air quality. And with us to talk about that is Sean McCarthy. He's from April Air. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Tom. Leslie.
Hi there.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the air cleaning technology that you guys bring forth, and then I also want to talk to you about dehumidification.
Well, April Air makes a whole a series of air cleaners that can clean all the air in your home. Most homeowners think that an air cleaner has to sit in the corner of their family room and clean just one portion of their home. But April Air has an air cleaner that goes on your heating and cooling system to clean all the air that goes through the ductwork in your home.
And they actually clean it more efficiently because those corner units aren't exactly getting all of the particulates, any sort of bacteria. So these really get any sort of things that might be harmful for you out of the air.
In fact, the April Air electronic air cleaner has been rated number one.
Well, that's what's nice about where technology has gone today. I mean, companies like Therma-Tru are making doors that are so tight and so energy efficient that they do a good job in helping us not spend a lot of money and energy. You guys are making great products that help keep that air clean inside the house. And I also want to mention that your dehumidifier, your whole home dehumidifier, has just been an amazing addition to a lot of homes, especially in the humid areas of the country. Here's a product that gets installed professionally into the HVAC system and takes out, is it 90 pints of water a day?
Takes out 90 pints of water a day.
That's huge.
Yeah, in fact, by tightening up that home, the air conditioner doesn't run nearly as long as they used to when homes had a lot of air coming into them. And so it doesn't take the moisture out like it used to, and a dehumidifier can really keep your home a lot more comfortable.
That's amazing. Sean McCarthy from April Air, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit. And John Kuffner, General Manager for Entry Door Systems for Therma-Tru. Thanks again. We'll be back with more right after this.
Portion of the Money Pit is being brought to you by KITA, the leader in home fire safety. KITA, technology that saves lives.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Very special live edition of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show being broadcast from the booth of Grace Construction Products, a company that's been keeping the water out of your house for years with all their fine products like Ice and Water Shield and their TriFlex 30 product. Great opportunity for us.
This is really important being here at the Builder Show because being that it's only for the pros, we're getting an opportunity to bring this information to you, the consumer, where you might not be able to attend. So we're here to help you, and that's what we're going to do.
And let's do some more helping right now by learning about the latest in tool technology with Dan Nelson. Dan is with, he's the Vice President of Product Development for TTI Power Tools. Now, of course, they make a long list of quality power tools across the country. They make Ryobi, they make Rigid, and now Milwaukee, correct?
That's correct. We've got all three brands, and two of those, Rigid and Milwaukee, are, of course, targeted at our favorite, the pro users.
And our favorite, the consumers, love the Ryobi tools.
Absolutely. It's an incredibly successful
one. Now, everybody loves all of them. Thank goodness I'm in the middle.
Well, let's talk about some of the new tools. I mean, the technology continues to get more exciting, and you guys have a new battery technology that really has taken it way ahead of the curve.
Lithium battery technology is really nothing new to the world. We've had lithium batteries powering our cell phones and laptops and digital cameras for some time, but with recent technology, to be able to use those in power tools means that we're able to pack an incredible amount of increased energy into the same size package. It's all about getting more done in the same day.
And they charge in the same way? Do they charge more quickly, or are they longer life?
The batteries can actually charge in a similar amount of time as your old NiCad batteries, but you're essentially filling twice as big of a gas tank in the same amount of time.
That's a great analogy. Now, these batteries are part of which line, the Rigid line?
These are part of the Milwaukee, the V28,
okay, a
revolutionary line of power tools.
Well, it seems like across the board you guys are introducing new batteries. I mean, even with Rigid, there's something new with them as well.
With Rigid, there's a new line of the nickel-cadmium batteries,
right,
which are the largest that the industry has ever seen, 2.5 amp hours, and that's just speak to say how big the gas tank is. It's the biggest NiCad gas tank that the industry's ever seen.
And with Ryobi, now this OnePlus system has done amazingly well. You continue to put more and more tools into the OnePlus line, and you have one battery that basically runs
everything.
Many different tools, like 20-something different tools, isn't it?
Ryobi has one of the largest selections of power tools that all run off of the same battery platform that's available in the marketplace today. It really lets you customize your system to what you need to do.
Well, and for the homeowner who's doing any sort of do-it-yourself project, it really gives them an opportunity to expand their workshop and learn and take on more and more projects by just expanding with the tools, because since you don't have to buy the battery, the cost is down. You can buy the tool without the battery.
It really lets you get to expand your system without having to buy more batteries and chargers, which you may not need because you already have them.
What are some of the new tools and products at the Builders Show this year that have really impressed you?
Well, I got to tell you that I just ran in from the airport, so I have all the booths from the doorway to here. I can't wait to take a look. The show is just so huge this year. I think we're going to continue to see trends in tools that pack more power into a smaller package. It's all about user comfort with anti-vibration and safety and theft control, and it's all about getting more done, in the same workday.
What about theft control? You said that. How does that work?
Well, there's emerging technologies out there because one of the biggest needs that we're hearing from the marketplace is that some of our tools are so cool that other people want them and they don't want to pay for them. So anything that the industry can do, and there's lots of ways that all of the players in the industry are doing to come up with new technologies to help make sure that your tools remain your tools.
That's great.
Awesome. Dan Nelson from Ryobi Tools, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you. It's a
pleasure to be
here.
Telling us all about the new technology.
Thank you.
What an exciting show we have had here at the 2006 International Builders Show.
Really
We're
exciting.
Learning about a lot of new tools and new products and new ideas for making your home more comfortable, making it more energy efficient, making it safer, and making it weatherproof, thanks to the folks here at Grace Construction who have hosted this hour of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.